up in that bus where you're not liable to fire a bus. Here's the thing about saying to hate on mainstream rap. They don't care if you're lyrical. You are big in the game like a Cole or a Kendrick, that good rap over Boom Bap beat. The credits you have, like, you know, Noirity and Platinum Black and all that shit, that skills don't matter. It's like, bro. Like, and then it don't matter. Like, we do a mainstream pop rapper, and we don't like it. And we don't care that you spit bars. The fact that your name is everywhere. To me, that's just jealousy. That's typical underground shit. Hate for pop music, that's typical underground shit. But keep in mind, my nigga, because you're underground, you make you good. It's like how a person can think, oh, you're unique. Unique doesn't mean good. Just go, that's what I'm talking about. I was talking about how we want to be my mother. No. Anytime somebody doesn't unique style or unique flow switch, you'll have that, what the fuck is this shit? And anytime when someone has that, that means that it's like either they're gonna fuck with it or not. And 9 out of 10 times is a no. But when a rapper has a sound that's familiar, like me, I don't know what Boom Bap means, like with that fucking song Cold, that was a gamble. Because I dun 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 and me playing around and using my voice and instrument there was fuck. Now, even with that, someone could sit there and say that's your ass because of the new rapping like they've been doing it to the. No, I'm just saying, nigga, you can try all you want to experiment. Some people will get it, some people won't. But one thing that is never a decisive thing, if niggas hop on a sound that is so familiar, niggas be like, yo, that shit, it's familiar to them. So much so that here it's like, yo, I'm comfortable with this. So all this step out your comfort zone shit, all of this, I hate when rappers do boring, like this Black Marciano album, it's very consistent. Oh yeah, another comment. What's up with, like, a rapper scared of drums? And keep in fucking mind how ironic that comment is when there's drums in the fucking goddamn, like in the sample. There's drums there, just not as present. And like I tell you, bro, when I submit songs to report the same feedback function, I've been noticing that there people do not know how rap beats work or how samples work. Because in hip hop, you could get away with rapping on dirty samples. That's the point. But motherfuckers want everything to be perfect and innocent clear. Mind you, these are the things. Now, well, like I said, it's been, you know, SoundCloud is so, like, diversity crazy. Yeah, it's not just underground wall rap. Like me, if that's the case, we're gonna need our own SoundCloud, which is rap, hip hop, underground, boom bap and rap. But we don't have that. Instead, it's like one big old fucking mountain pot of popular rappers who use SoundCloud to put their music of pop fucking goddamn hat. So if you want to fucking say feedback function, a pop fucking fan or a pop artist listen to your shit for some reason, they will critique it like it's a pop art, a pop art, like it's pop when it's not pop. You know what I'm saying? But see, that's the thing. You know, if y'all hate pop music, I hate the pop sound, like I say, stop, you know, praising and wanting artists to blow up. Might say I feel on fucking Jack Harlow for making that pop ass up. Hold it. Guys, what did y'all, notice the weird effect. Y'all hated that fucking album, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, it was too poppy. He goes to make an album called Jackman, doing real hip hop, you know, typical, here's the soul sample, here's the, you know, break drums, boom. And that was even enough, and the album didn't even show that much. And then, you can hear my number. So he had to go back and make a fucking, to the, you know, poppy Jack, because that is what the fuck was winning. see how that shit works? So it's like, what's the fucking goddamn point? Maybe you're trying to push harder to do this and this, and then every time it's like a different effect. It's like a weird effect. That's why I just be like, whatever. I don't think you're alive though, and all that bullshit. You probably everyone be famous. Because when you're famous, bro, when someone, if you are alleged of doing something, you're guilty. Remember when it was guilty, not guilty to proven guilty? You're innocent to proven guilty, not in this era. If I was accused of abusing my daughter, even though I've never abused my daughter, you know what the fuck they'll say? Yep, you did it. And even though there's proof that I didn't do it, motherfuckers will still believe it. Remember how I told you who I don't trust saying? Rosso being accused of a lot of things. People online are so retarded. Like, you can make up anything, any little lie, and they'll believe it. There is no proof. And because they don't like you, or don't like your music, or don't like your face, well, I'm going to fucking sit here and believe it, and I'm going to run with it. I'm going on YouTube, make a video about it, and I'm going to make sure that your career is dead. You know, I don't ever want to be famous. And with AI and with Photoshop, and people can make false documents and false things about you, spread it online, and motherfuckers will dumbly believe it. What's the point? What's the point? I'm cool where I'm at. But back to, like, this weirdo shit. Like I told you, when you're mainstream, when you're underground, you're golden. And keep in mind, keep that. Because you're going to have a lot of fucking dumbass fans or industry-minded fans who don't like mainstream rap, but will try to groom you and push you in the direction of making mainstream rap. They'll tell you, don't rap over those beats. You need more energy. And especially why the fuck people like Rod Marciano, and it's nothing but praise. He's rapping all chill and laid back, nonchalant. Sort of thing that these dumbass TikTok reviewers hate that rappers do, because your energy, your performance, your energy, your performance. Okay, so it's strange to me how Rod Marciano has a fucking fan base that don't even mind his laid back lyrics. Like, there are fans that don't mind monotone rappers, you know that, right? But tell these motherfuckers, but the general public, which is the mainstream masses that like pop artists like Drake, that y'all complain about being fucking bland, but at the same time, you want underground rappers to make bland fucking music. Y'all sound stupid. Y'all sound dumb right now. But just up and down, we're underground. It's not underground if you're fucking making music trying to cater to the industry. And every single motherfucking flaw within your music has to be so perfect. From the mixing. And there are fans that don't even like super clear mixes. They like mixes that sound more, I don't know, human. And so when I suggest that, don't fucking, I've seen that. That's like, you shouldn't want to send. Look at, I just want to see something. But keep in mind, they when it comes to post exchange feedback function, it's mostly AI. It's mostly like people that don't understand your sound, but swear they do. Mostly in the industry minded motherfuckers that want artists that want you to have a perfect mix. It's not real. Because if I fucking went on AI, it doesn't matter what you do. I could fucking go on a website that will mix my vocals perfectly, like AI, and guess what? You know what? I kind of like some of the flaws of your mix. This sounds too perfect. Again, what's the point? What's the point of telling artists to move this way? You might as well be finished with what the fuck they are. You know what I mean? Because some people like imperfection because it's more human. Then it'd be more robotic then. But you know, fans are weird. And most, you know, real fans get it, fake fans not so much. Still, and if you're a lyrical rapper on TikTok, I promise you, it will rip you apart. They'll call your shit boring. If you do anything different than what you normally do, it's made at the same time. Oh, I'll just take this at that, like this one song where he's, but it's like, it's not new. But it's such a nice groove that I have no choice but to like it. He was like, basically, he was saying like some spinning the block shit on like a 90s beat. Somebody called that 1989 beat. Cause y'all, like I'm telling you though, such and such and so tight beat, those jokes are corny. And the more and more you say them, the more cornier and lame it sounds. It's gonna be like dad jokes. Like when I sent that song, Psyche, and some retard said, Luigi's Mansion type beat, that's not funny. I sound lame. That's like that's dad joke. That fucking Will Smith, Chris Rock shit is right in that box. Cause keep in mind, till this day, if you go on anything with Will Smith on it, did he slap Mike? Did he slap him? I hope he becomes a smacking. I hope that this movie with Will Smith becomes a smacking sensation. Even though I swear people are corny. Yeah, that's corny. You wanna see what corny? That's corny. Corny fucking what? You have that. But like I said, that's the internet for you. Can't please it. What's the point? That's why with Lizzo, I don't know why she didn't even get the hair. Guess what? Dr. Dre smacked D. Mars and got a fucking goddamn Hollywood star. And if you don't let that fuck with him, no. And plus, he put himself out there like that. You can't get mad about, they're making fun of my bitch. You put yourself out there like that. That was you. Like, you did that to yourself. Like, no one didn't tell you to do that. And then you got people on the internet trying to tell someone to lose weight. Yet, you're the people who make fun of other people. They hide their face. You know what I mean? They hide their hands and throw rocks like ours. If you were human in real life, they're not that attractive neither. But like I say, bro, the era that we fucking live in, you know, where people care more about, even in music, people care more about your image and your fucking music. And you got these motherfuckers trying to tell you, well, that's what it's about. And that's why anyone they want to be a fucking rapper, that's why a female who can have a good look and come into a rap game fit and make some bullshit, you're gonna sit there, eat that shit up because of how she looks. But you know.